What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good, man.
Hey, thoughts on playing Baltimore? You've played them a couple times before. Obviously, they've always had a rugged defense and all that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, a great, great team from a really tough division. So we got our work cut out for us. I mean, they're, you know, up front. You know, obviously have some really talented players, some that have been there a long time, and second quarterbacks for a long time. So we got our work cut out for us because on the back end, they're not any easier. You know, they've got good players that are sound and good disguises. They know, you know, where to line up and where to be. So, you know, we're got a good week of work ahead of us, but, you know, we're going to have to be on top of our game to move the ball and score points.
Defensively, how much different are they since the last time you played them?
You know, I'm not sure. I have to go back and look. They got some similarities, but it's a new team, a lot of new faces. So, you know, they're a good Baltimore defense, and that's, you know, that's very similar as to, you know, what we faced before. So, you know, if somebody we know is going to be a really tough test.
Hey, Case, what kind of challenge is that safety tandem that they've got back there?
You know, it's a big challenge. Weddle's been doing this a long time, and they have a lot of turnovers. I think they're one of the higher-ranked turnover teams in the league. So something we're really going to have to know where those guys are at and, you know, make sure we protect the football and be smart with our decision-making.
How have you been able to overcome, you know, the injuries that you've had to deal with? Delvin going down, and last week you didn't have Diggs available, yet you still were able to move the football. How is this offense, is it the way it's constructed, or is it the teammates in here and their attention to detail? What's going on to make this offense still click, even though you have big pieces missing?
I think it's a combination of everything. You know, I think the coaches are doing a great job of keeping everybody on the same page, and it's the guys in this locker room. You know, we're all ready to compete, no matter who's in the game, and you know, we don't expect any drop off from anybody that's out there. So we're all trying to compete at a high level and do the best that we can to put this team in a position to win.
So things are still available every week to you? It doesn't change if, well, we don't have this piece, we have to change it. It's still the same play calling?
Yeah, we still have 11 guys out there. You know, no matter how many, you know, no matter who happens to, you know, be a little sore on a certain play. But, yeah, we still line up and run the same, you know, same type plays.
What's the most important part to making a screen pass work from the quarterback? Besides, you got to complete the pass.
But yeah, that's the most important. A good screen is a completed one. Yeah.
What else is key for you to make that work?
A lot of things. You know, it depends on the screen, depends on the type of play. But obviously, to have a guy that can do really special things with the ball in their hands is really important. So, you know, something I think we're good at, and we're going to continue to get better at.
Case, with Teddy having been here and then you in your first year, what advice or pointers maybe has Teddy given you since you've been here just about anything at all?
I mean, he's great, man. He's given me a lot of pointers, a lot of tips, a lot of advice. I really respect him and the player he is, and he's got a lot of insight to guys on this team as a leader, as a quarterback, so I lean on him quite a bit.
Can you say anything he's given you a pointer on, anything specific?
You know, a lot of things, you know, so I'm going to be vague and not answer that question. But, you know, it's just little intricacies of the offense, maybe how to, you know, talk to a receiver, how to, you know, how to read a certain defense, but a lot of different things.
You obviously weren't here when he went down, but you've heard about how horrific the injury is. How do you feel, or what will it be like seeing him out in the practice field today?
You know, I think it'll be great. I'm a guy that's, you know, I've come back from a pretty serious knee injury before too. So, you know, I know how excited he is, and I'm excited for him because it's a big moment that I remember I prepared for, thought about, planned, worked for, and yeah, I'm excited for him.
Yeah, that was your senior year at Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you given him advice about coming back from a knee injury?
You know, we've talked about it a little bit, but you know, he's got a lot of people in his corner that are doing a lot of good things.
Case, for a quarterback who's not a starter in a given week, what is the key to being able to prepare? You talk so much about preparing like you are the starter. What is the key on a daily basis to doing that? You don't get the reps in practice as much.
There's a lot of keys. You know, it's just trying to do everything you possibly can the same as if you are getting the reps. So, honestly, I stand behind the play and get the same reps. I visualize the same the same reps. You know, I go through the plan. I prepare to go practice as if I'm getting the reps. So, you know, doing all those things.
Case, as far as the offensive line goes, what does Riley Reif bring to the table? You know, what does he do especially well out there to help you guys succeed?
Riley's tough. He's just a good old country boy that he's almost mean, you know, and you like having tough, mean guys on your team. And now once you get to know him, he's a great guy, and I love him. But, you know, he's a guy that you want on your side, and I'm glad he's back there protecting our backside.
How about Jared McKinney? What have you seen from him? Is he like you? He's got to play a lot of games. He's played really well.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing you guys have seen. I've got a little better view though, so it's been fun to see him with the ball in his hands, you know. And there's a lot of things that he does that maybe y'all don't see about protections, you know, making different plays, you know, not the explosive, awesome, you know, big touchdowns, which you know are incredible. But he does a lot of the little things right too.
How much of the key has the up tempo scheme that Pat's been able to implement as the weeks have gone on help you guys?
I think anytime you can mix up tempo, whether it's from going fast to going slow to going slow to going fast, whatever it is to keep a defense, you know, on their heels, I think it is important. I think our coaching staff's done a great job of mixing it up.
Does this now feel, another dumb question for you perhaps, does this now feel like it's your team and your offense, you know, and you know, the backup has kind of slipped away now?
You know, I don't know. You know, I won't call it a dumb question. I won't ever get on you like that. But you know, it's a different question. You know, and I don't want to say you know, it is or isn't. But I try to make every offense that I'm in my offense. Whether it's you know, just knowing the intricacies of every little parts of routes, protections, run game checks. Whether it's knowing guys and how they react, how they play, what they want to hear, whether it's operating in the huddle, whether it's talking to the coaches, you know, no matter what offense I'm in, I'm continually trying to master it. So I always use the mindset I've never feel like I've arrived. Like, I'm always striving for more. So that's my mindset, is I want more. I want more of it. I'm continuing to work and to grind and to continually, you know, master this craft.
How would you describe Laquan's sideline catch the other day, and what have you seen from him in practice over the months?
Well, we've seen a few of those. So, you know, he's able to make a lot of miraculous catches like that. But you know, for him, they're pretty normal. So, you know, to get that guy going, I think is going to be really, you know, really good addition, and somebody that's going to be good for, you know, making good plays down the field. So I'm excited, you know, that he made a couple plays, and you know, excited to see where he's going to go.
What is huddle presence? You talked about that, having that aura. What does it mean to have that presence in the huddle for the quarterback? Is it just exuding confidence or calmness? What is it when you've got them looking at you?
I think it's different for everybody. For me, trying to keep up upbeat, up tempo, you know, being clear, concise. You know, it's about communication. It's about letting everyone know what they need to do, what their job is on a certain play. And you know, it's different at different times. You know, different points in the game. So you know, sometimes it's to shut up and not say too much. So we got a lot of great leaders in that huddle. So it's you know, makes the job easy for the quarterback.
In case, you mentioned the amount of turnovers Baltimore's been getting. Is that a risk-taking defense, or what makes them so good at that?
Just good players. You know, they get their hands up. They tip a lot of balls, a lot of contested catches. And, you know, when you're getting that many turnovers, it's just a hustle deal. They're in the right place at the right time. So just something that, you know, we always focus on every week is being smart with the football. But, you know, with a really good team like this, you got to, you know, really focus on that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.